EBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jerusalem, his 11th visit to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas-Hezbollah war began. All are waiting for Israel's retaliation on Iran.
They don't want this to be an all-out war between Iran and Israel. And one of the things that they're trying to do is just kind of influence Israel into what they call a proportional response by just hitting at military targets. Don't hit Iran's nuclear facilities. Don't hit Iran's oil facilities. Something that could broaden this conflict.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Today is 2 weeks till the election. Vice President Harris and former President Trump hitting battleground states. The vice president campaigning with Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Trump was in North Carolina blasting the administration's response to recent hurricanes in the southeast U.S. Labor pains at Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, where 2,400 mental health workers went on strike over increased workloads and staffing shortages. This is ABC News. A federal judge in Baton Rouge took arguments on Louisiana's law that will require public classrooms to display the Christian Ten Commandments.
One of the biggest backers of Louisiana's new law is Governor Jeff Landry.
If you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses.
Organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation argue that
our nation was the first to separate religion from government.
The foundation's Annie Laurie Gaylor, a judge who will decide whether it should be put on hold while lawsuits against it continue.
ABC's Jim Ryan. President Biden bestowed National Medals of Arts and National Humanities Medals on 39 individuals who've made their mark on American culture.
With absolute courage, you combat racial stereotypes, confront ghosts of history, and speak truth to power.
Among those honored, filmmakers Steven Spielberg, Spike Lee, and Ken Burns, and singers Missy Elliott and Queen Latifah. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or miss-ops to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here the overnight. A light south breeze. Temperatures at sunrise will be in the mid-50s. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky with south winds a little gusty and highs in the lower 70s. Few showers around on Tuesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Wisconsin. Happy Monday, everybody. Great to have you with me on this gorgeous Monday night in the endless summer that I've already gotten used to it. I got to be honest. I'm not getting used to it. I absolutely love it. I hope it's here to stay. I know we could get 2 feet of snow in a week, so I'm going to enjoy it. But it is a gorgeous night in the state of Wisconsin. I hope it's lovely wherever you are, wherever you're tuning in from, whether it's on the radio or Facebook or Twitter or what else? Conrad, YouTube, Spotify, Channel 5. Channel. What's happening? ESPN? Are we on ESPN right now?
We are not on ESPN. Oh, but we're on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Yes.
WGBW. YouTube, WGBW or Civic Media. And we're on Twitter, Civic Media or WGBW.
Many different ways to watch Nightlight. Or you could just go old school and listen to us on the radio or on the app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, please do so. It's very easy to use. Conrad, do you use the app?
Yes, it's so easy to use. And you can even text through the app as well.
How easy is that?
It's really easy.
Yeah. There's a little text button right there. You just press it. Text Nightlight. And we get back to you. We read your text on the air. It's a win-win. It's a winning situation for everyone. Great to have you with me. It is Monday night, October 21st. The election is fast approaching. All the more reason, folks, to listen to Nightlight and talk about movies and TV and comedy and music and all the things that make us feel good about ourselves and bring us together. So let's do a little bit of that, at least for a couple of hours tonight. Conrad, as you just heard, is riding shotgun as usual. We have a really fun show tonight, don't we?
We do.
We got Logan Rogie from Travel Wisconsin coming up at 6:35. You know, the first time Logan was on, it was very kind of mechanical almost. Hi, Logan. How are you? Hi, Pete. And now he's like kind of a pal. He's been on a few times. He's so much fun to talk to. He's very informed about what's happening all over the state, especially this time of year when Halloween is right around the corner. And Logan will tell us all about what we can expect to see around the state in terms of haunted houses and ghost tours and all that kind of fun stuff. Lots of family-friendly events that Discover Wisconsin, Travel Wisconsin. Why do I say Discover sometimes? I made that mistake last time he was on.
Yes, it is Travel.
He drove to my house and he got me in a headlock.
Oh.
And he's, a really nice guy, but enough is enough. So it's Travel Wisconsin, and Logan and everybody at Travel Wisconsin does a great job. So he'll tell us about all the fun stuff happening around the state. That's at 6:35. At 7:20, retired Army Colonel Tim Cody will be here. He is now the president of the Veterans Council here in the Fox Valley, and or Veterans Affairs, I should say. Tim will be here in the studio, which is exciting. This guy's resume is unbelievable. I mean, I look at all the things he's done just in the military, and on top of that, he's a lawyer now. So He will be a very interesting guy to talk to, and a little change of pace from just purely show business, although Tim can't expect that I'm going to ask him about his favorite military movies and scary movies and all that kind of stuff, too. But we'll learn a little more about Tim. And you know who introduced me to Tim Cote, Conrad?
John Mino?
No.
Oh.
You'd think that. John does a lot of work with veterans.
Yeah.
JB, the guy behind the guy.
Yeah.
He knows everybody. So I would have run out of guests 3 months ago if it weren't for JB. And I've never even met JB in person. He's truly the guy behind the guy. So anyway, Tim Cote will be here at 7:20 in studio. And I love, this is great. I always love when guests live within like 30 minutes. And I'm like, you know, a phone is easier or you can come out over the stream. That's fine too. They're like, no, I want to be there. It's more fun in person. And as a host, I love that too. But I love when a guest wants to be here in person too. So that will be fun. It is also Back to the Future, the anniversary of Back to the Future 2.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about that at 7:05. Which is your favorite of those movies?
I love the second one when they actually go to the future.
Me too.
It's probably my favorite. And then the first one after that.
Yeah.
I think it's just great, though. The ending of the second one and to the third one is just amazing.
I kind of forgot. Well, like, what happens right at the end of Back to Future Part 2? I know they set it up, but...
Well, remember how the first one ends? They get back finally, and then Doc.
Yeah.
It's like, the start of the second one's like, well, we gotta go. That's pretty much how it was.
And didn't he say, because it's your kids?
So, at the end of the second one, Doc actually gets taken back to, you know, 18... I forget what year it was.
Yeah.
But he handwrites a letter to that time where Marty would be there.
And remember, Western Union delivers it. And that is a really cool scene. Wasn't it like pouring rain?
Pouring rain.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yes.
So I would agree with you. I would say the third one is my least favorite. Still liked it a lot. And it's always hard for me to go against an original movie because it was such a great idea. But the second one, pound for pound, maybe is my favorite. Like Biff is hilarious in the second one. And,
it is some great comedy in the segment.
Absolutely. So we've got some great Back to the Future clips coming up at 7:05. Did you watch anything this weekend?
I watched a lot of football.
Yeah.
I watched season 2 of Shrinking.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that a while ago. You liked that show.
I love that show.
Check that out.
Jason Segel.
Okay.
Who, you know, I Met Your Mother.
You're a fan.
I am a fan of him. Whatever he's in, I will watch.
And Harrison Ford's on it too, right?
Harrison Ford, yes. It's a really fun show. If you haven't checked it out, I would.
I will definitely. Here's what I do every weekend. I love the idea of Pete sitting down to watch football and nothing else on a Sunday. Then it actually happens, and I'm like, God, there's so many other things I could be doing, and I just don't watch football. Last night, I watched Aaron. Did you see the clip going around social media today about Aaron Rodgers?
Which
when he picked his nose and moved
and ate
his
it.
Finger to his mouth. That's, oh my God. That's like the worst moment you could be captured on camera.
Well, I mean, you should know if you're in that, you shouldn't do that.
Right. Regardless, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying I'm not surprised because the guy's got his quirks.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys are touching that football.
Yeah. Well,
it's disgusting.
I forget. Was it the... Yeah, remember when Malik Willis was in for the Packers and our center puked on the ball?
Oh, I don't remember.
And snapped
that.
It to Malik Willis. And Malik felt it and just ran it. I think that's a little worse than...
That was my plan. I'm like, hold on, I'm going to watch the Packer game. Maybe I'll go back and forth between the Vikings and the Lions and the Packers, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't. So I'll end up going to do something because I'm just at a point in my life where I can't sit and watch an entire sporting event. Unless it's absolutely my team or it's the playoffs, then I can. But now I just watch the end of games, which are the most exciting.
Yeah.
But last night was a pretty good game, but it turned into a blowout. That was surprising.
Yeah, they just... They haven't figured it out yet, the Jets. I don't know. Their O-line is not great. They got a bunch of injuries, and they're giving Aaron Rodgers not a lot of time. But that's not the only problem. There's a lot of problems with that offense.
One of them is you fire your coach 2 weeks ago, five games into the season. I think that's a problem, too. But whatever. I don't really necessarily care about the Jets or the Steelers. Although I will say, is there a better organization than the Pittsburgh Steelers? I would maybe put the Packers up there.
Well, the Steelers had the most Super Bowls and championships out of anyone. They could be one of the best franchises ever.
I think they are because they've had three head coaches, I think, in the history of the franchise. They've all won a title. Tomlin, I know he frustrates some Steeler fans, but the guy has not had a losing season. He's right up there with Belichick and Tom Landry, I think the statistic was. And when you're that good, it's kind of like what the Packers have been going through. You're just good enough to get into the playoffs, but you don't get the high draft picks. But you do perform well every year, so you give your fans something to choose from. I don't know, but anyway.
Well, also, he did make the right choice yesterday.
He did.
He started Russell Wilson over Justin Fields, and I mean, yeah, it worked.
And it's weird because there were a couple moments in the game where they said Justin Fields would have taken that and ran for 40 yards.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, maybe they should be playing Fields. And then Wilson airs it out, the former Badger, and threw a beautiful pass. George Pickens is
better.
Good.
That beautiful guy, pass, better catch.
Better catch, yeah, for sure. So, and another one of the guys I like to watch the most is on tonight, Lamar Jackson. He's so much fun.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm driving down here. I always have a story about when I'm in the car. I passed like two cans on the road. One of them went, I ran over it, bounced up and hit the underside of my car, just a regular aluminum can. I'm like, great. I'm sure they'd click the one delicate thing under there and I'll have to take my car in. But as I kept driving, I noticed more cans. Finally, I get up to this pickup truck pulling another pickup truck. And it was a recovery place. The thing, the pickup truck on the back is wobbling all over the road. It looked like it was like taped to the other car. And then there's a bag, apparently, of recycling stuff in the car being pulled, in the truck being pulled, and cans are flying out of it.
Oh, no.
It was like a video game trying to avoid these cans. And, you know, I kind of tried to get the driver's attention, and I'm pointing backwards, and he just looks at me like I'm nuts. I'm like, oh, he probably is going to shoot me, so I better just shut my mouth. How do you tell a guy, hey, the car you're pulling with the recyclable cans is ending up all over the road? You can't do that when you're going 70 miles an hour. So I hope nobody got hurt, but really annoying. I got to tell you, the only downside is the commute, and you no longer have a commute because you moved to Green Bay.
Yeah.
You did the smart thing. So I don't know what I'm going to do because it's crazy. I watched this weekend The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 is out, and I highly recommend The Lincoln Lawyer. If you have not seen it, it's based on Michael Connelly novels, who is also the writer for the Bosch series. I also love the Bosch TV show. Michael Connelly wrote the books for both, Lincoln Lawyer and Bosch, and I just think Lincoln Lawyer is great. And there was a movie with Matthew McConaughey that was pretty good too, but I love this guy who plays the actual Lincoln Lawyer. And, you know, I can't recommend it enough. I went 6 episodes deep on season 3 over the weekend. So highly recommend it. We'll talk more about that a little later. Conrad just reminded me, I need to give the question.
Yeah.
Why didn't I go into this when we were talking about Back to the Future?
I don't know.
All right. That's our question tonight, folks. We're talking Back to the Future. It's the anniversary of part 2. Our question tonight is, if you could go back to the future, it's kind of an anomaly there. Where would you go? Would you go back? Would you go forward? Where would you go if you could go back to the future? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Be part of the show. We'll read your text on the radio. And we're so glad you're chilling with us tonight here on Civic Media. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight coming right back. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
on the Ravens?
In general.
In general. I let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to like it.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking in prank, too. All right. I happen to like
it. It's Justin Jefferson.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. That's Bruce Springsteen, and there's a biopic coming out. It will be out probably next year, starring the Bears, Jeremy, what's his name? They just cast Jeremy Strong, and now I can't think of that.
Alan White.
Jeremy Strong will play John Landau, Springsteen's manager. Jeremy Allen White will play Springsteen. I cannot wait for that movie. It's about the making of the album Nebraska. And if you know Springsteen's music, he came out with like Born to Run and The River and all these great. He was literally about to blow up as a pop star, and he makes the album Nebraska, which is one of the coolest albums in the world. Great lyrics, great sad melancholy songs. And it didn't hurt him at all because he came out with Born in the USA shortly after and still achieved iconic status. But very excited to see that movie. So I was talking about The Lincoln Lawyer before the break. And what I love about it is, just like Bosch, I love those scenes in shows or movies where someone's trying to solve a case and they're at the office and it's like the middle of the night and they can't let it go. And there's like this dimly lit room. They're searching on the computer. They get a lead and all of a sudden the story picks up. That's what The Lincoln Lawyer is. And there's a lot of that on Bosch 2 and The Lincoln Lawyer, but I am literally halfway done with the third season of Lincoln Lawyer. And that's what I did. Instead of watching the some football, I'm like, you know, I'd rather watch Lincoln Lawyer. Unless I know it's going to be an exciting finish. Here's the problem with football. 60 minutes for a 3-hour and 15-minute broadcast. It just gets to be too much.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side of that.
Unless it's your team. Then you don't mind sitting there. And if you're watching it with a group, I get that.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting there by yourself?
Well, I generally watch Red Zone.
Oh, you do?
So, okay. I mean, instead of all the, you know, the commercials or anything, you just get all the action all the time. So that's why I at 12 o'clock every Sunday, I'm watching Red Zone until the night game.
Is that through the NFL Network?
Yeah.
Yeah. So NFL, if you have NFL Network, you don't have to pay for Red Zone, correct? Or if you have NFL Network Plus, I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget all the fine details on it.
Right.
But all I know is Red Zone is my favorite.
And Red Zone is perfect for like this day and age.
Yes.
And our attention span.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Six games on, you're like, what's going on there? What's going on there? Then you're looking at your phone. It's unbelievable. So that's what I did. And that's a Pete's pick is definitely The Lincoln Lawyer. I love it. So I highly recommend that. I am, like I think I told you, I'm working my way through Bad Monkey. I'll get there. And
I need to get there.
I need to get there. And I watched two. You probably don't know this director, Jim Jarmusch. She has this like cult status. And I remember watching a couple of his movies when I was younger and being bored to tears. And I thought, all right, I'm going to give these another chance. And I watched two Jim Jarmusch movies over the weekend. And even at this age, I was bored to tears. Artistically, they look cool, but they move slow. There's these little vignettes. Let me know if you're a Jim Jarmusch fan and you're listening right now. I would love to know. Fight me on this, because I want to know if you have a different opinion. I'd love to hear it. I don't know what I'm missing. I'm just not that entertained. I appreciate what he's doing, I guess, but it's just not my cup of tea. And they don't go into wide release. I mean, he makes little films, and I still haven't seen Broken Flowers with Bill Murray. I'll give that a watch at some point, but whew, snooze fest. So feel free to disagree. 855-752-4842. Our question of the night is, if you could go back to the future, this is the anniversary of the release of Back to the Future Part 2. If you could go back to the future, where would you go? Would you go to the future? Would you go to the past? The past could be considered the future by Star Wars logic. What do they say at Star Wars? A long time ago, right? Yeah, they say a long time ago in a galaxy. So that's far, the past. Far away, yeah. Even though their technology is like future, it's weird. So you can go anywhere. Let me know where you would go. Where would you go if you could go back to the future? 855-752-4842. Always fun to read your texts. Jameson from Pennsylvania. The 814. Everyone wants to go back to invest in Amazon or Bitcoin or to kill Hitler. That's all great. Me, I'm simple. I want to go to the late 30s to dress well, smoke cigarettes, and drink great cocktails at the famous big band joints with Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, the Duke, and John Kirby. Then work with my hands as everyone not only did then, but also had to. There was no big box store where you bought your things, you bartered your abilities, or made it. So romantic. That is a great text and very well thought out. You had me until I had to work with my hands, Jameson. Then you lost me. But I love all of the stuff about drinks, cocktails, smoking cigarettes before we knew they were bad. Because let's be honest, Conrad, smoking is fun. And it looks cool. So it'd be fun to go to those old joints. And I don't know if joints really exist anymore. It's like clubs or dive bars. There's like nothing in between, it seems like. Or you got to go far and wide to find one. But yeah, listening to Benny Goodman, the Duke, Glenn Miller, all great stuff. That's a great text, Jameson. Thank you. Oh, Jameson has a follow-up. He says, you're right in Jim Jarmusch. It's not an easy watch, but punk attitude was great. Yeah, I get that. But, and I like the characters. I just don't think, in terms of the writing, there's enough for them to do to be interesting beyond their look or voice. That's my dime store or thumbnail review of Jim Jarmusch movies. They just take forever and nothing really happens. And even when it does, the payoff, you got to wait so long. And the one I watched was Down by Law, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that should have been a half hour shorter. And they're not even long movies. But I get it. I get the punk thing. I think it's kind of cool. The attitude is great. I love the Beat Generation. That's what I thought I was going to be stepping back into, was like sort of a Beat mentality. And there's a little of that there, but it's not philosophical enough. It's just like, here's what it is. These are these characters. I guess I just need a little more, but I appreciate the input. Thank you, Jameson. All right, coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, Logan Rogge is here from Travel Wisconsin. He's always so much fun to talk to. He's going to tell us where we should be checking out, where we should be going in our awesome state as Halloween fast approaches. Haunted houses, ghost tours, he's got it all. He's coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news. Retired Colonel Tim Cody coming up at 7:20. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We will make it work out.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jerusalem, his 11th visit to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas-Hezbollah war began. All are waiting for Israel's retaliation on Iran.
They don't want this to be an all-out war between Iran and Israel. And one of the things that they're trying to do is just kind of influence Israel into what they call a proportional response by just hitting at military targets. Don't hit Iran's nuclear facilities. Don't hit Iran's oil facilities. Something that could broaden this conflict.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Today is 2 weeks till the election. Vice President Harris and former President Trump hitting battleground states. The vice president campaigning with Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Trump was in North Carolina blasting the administration's response to recent hurricanes in the southeast U.S. Labor pains at Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, where 2,400 mental health workers went on strike over increased workloads and staffing shortages. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man accused with the brutal sexual assault of a UW-Madison student back in 2023 is pleading guilty. 27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the attack. While the victim survived, she suffered traumatic brain injury and a broken jaw. Thompson will be sentenced in February. Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services.
Suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019. And as of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in the state had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems. And older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the state were veterans. I'm Brittany Merlau.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Folie au Deux? You release a new single. That is, if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martyr. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We could catch a sprinkle or two later this afternoon as well. Our high 72 this afternoon. Wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight becoming breezy, 47 tomorrow. Sunny and a lot cooler with a high of only 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent, with our very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
we are in the throes of the Halloween season here at Civic Media, as we are all over Wisconsin, and we certainly had a lot of fun talking about it here on Nightlight over the past couple weeks. And that continues right now because we are about to bring onto the show one of our favorite guests. He works for Travel Wisconsin, and he's about to fill us in on what else is going on in the state, something we might have missed as we get closer to Halloween. Logan Rogge joins us now from Travel Wisconsin. Hey, Logan.
Hey, Pete. It's a pleasure to be back on the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. You're always fun, and you keep us informed about what is going on in our fantastic state here. We seem to like Halloween a lot in this state. Would you say that's correct?
Most definitely. You know, from the frightful to the family-friendly, Wisconsin has every sort of Halloween happening this month. Our festive spirit really comes alive this season. You know, you may even say it rises from the ground for Halloween. You're gonna discover haunted houses, these Halloween events, tours of the eerie, and so much more. So looking forward to diving in to the topic of you today.
I like how you said in the email when you reached out, you said before the coffin lid will soon close on Halloween activities until next year. So I can tell you guys are very much in the spirit there. We've been talking about a lot of scary stories. It's been really fun. We've been doing this segment called Freaky Friday here every Friday night, and telling ghost stories and talking to paranormal investigators. Let's start with the family friendly. No, let's start with ghost tours. Where can people go? Ghost tours seem to be very popular. Can you recommend some or what part of the state are we looking at?
Yeah, I got a great recommendation for you in Door County. It's a ride you're not going to forget. Door County Trolley, they operate a ghost tour in the evenings to tell the spine-tingling stories of the area. So you're going to hear about those sunken ships, haunted lighthouses, and other sort of mysterious happenings in the area.
Right.
And the guides who lead these tours, they're dressed up in costume. They're going to share that local folklore behind each tale. And they're welcoming folks on board this trolley up until early November. But if you miss out this fall, don't worry. They actually run this tour in the spring and summer, so you can do it next year and add a little fright to your summer trip to Door County.
It's interesting you say that. We had Carl Sarecki on last week, who is one of the guides. And I'm not kidding, Logan, when I say when he talked about this stuff, you know, you think every ghost tour is just going to be kind of to scare the kids a little bit or whatever. After the interview, I was terrified. Like some of the things he said, I'm a grown man, and I don't know how he does it. It's so scary.
Practice makes perfect. I mean, and nerves of steel for him. I'm impressed.
Yes. He, the stories he was telling, if I knew one of those was possible, forget it. I'm going to go get a job in fast food or something. There's no way I'm doing that. So do you get scared easily?
Not too bad.
Okay.
But
that's a yes.
If you are looking for great ghost stories with a little less fright to them, though, Old World Wisconsin, they have this event called Legends and Lores. Yeah. That's definitely one to check out. Are you familiar with this one, Pete?
We had Conrad, who do we have on from Legends and Lore? That's from the Old World Wisconsin Museum. What was her name? She was great. But that sounds like a really fascinating one, too. Maybe not quite as scary as the Door County one, but scary.
Yeah, it's, you know, family friendly, but they really embrace kind of those historical tales of lore, you know, the centuries that kept your ancestors up for centuries. And, you know, it's costume performers. They're telling these scary stories by candlelight. You know, they even have a Victorian seance that you can participate in. This year, too, I know they made a sorghum maze for the first time. I mean, everyone's done a corn maze, but can you say you've ever wandered through a sorghum maze?
I can't say I know what a sorghum maze is. What is that?
A sorghum is just this like underknown, underappreciated cereal grain. But from my understanding, it grows really quick. So Old World Wisconsin was able to grow a field of sorghum this year and cut a haunted maze through it.
And what if you're gluten-free? Can you still do the sorghum maze? Is that okay?
You'd have to double check me on that one. I don't know what the gluten level of sorghum is.
I can see you getting called into the office tomorrow. Who are you to give nutritional information, Logan? You're supposed to stick to the haunted houses. Okay, so you mentioned family friendly stuff. Where can people go, like, in terms of the state, just where you can get scared, but not, you know, it's not like the kids aren't going to sleep. Do you have anything like that for us?
Yeah, so Old World, Wisconsin, that is a good example of a family friendly one where you can add a little fright to it. But there's also events that are just more so about, you know, the spirit of the season, and just dressing up in costume and enjoying the experience as a family. A great one is at the Racine Zoo. That's Jack-O-Lantern Nights. Oh, and that's cool. Family-friendly fun all month long. They actually have more than 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns that light up the pathways throughout the night. And these pumpkins, you know, they're carved into cats and scarecrows and other sort of Halloween motifs. And they get them professionally carved. It can take hours to do just one pumpkin. And it's incredible. They also have these things that they call pumpkin sculptures. So they're stacking pumpkins on top of each other and they're carving them to resemble those animals at the zoo. So Racine Zoo, they're putting on their jack-o'-lantern nights. That's Thursdays through Sundays for the rest of October. The last night is Sunday, November 3rd. So you still got 2 more weekends to make it out there.
Very cool. I see there's something going on at the Madison Children's Museum, too. I've always been a fan of that particular museum. We used to take the kids there when they were younger. Can you speak at all about what's going on there?
I'm unfamiliar with what that event is, other than, you know, just dittoing what you said. Okay. Fantastic establishment. My cousin actually got married there, and just a fun place, you know, for adults and kids to go out and enjoy and play together. So, but if you're looking for a good kind of children's museum type themed activity in Sheboygan, there's Bookworm Gardens, if you're familiar with this destination.
I'm not. That sounds interesting.
It's a seasonal botanical garden, and it's themed after these popular children's books. So really cool, you know, when you go there in the summer. But then in October, they're hosting this event that's called Happily Haunted. And that is just a perfect destination for a ton of family fun. They have these really impressive light displays there, a pumpkin walk. They have themed Halloween children's stories. You know, you can sit down for story time and hear these Halloween stories, scavenger hunts, treat bags for the kids. So a great option, especially if you have some younger kids.
Very cool. Well, let's talk about, are there any attractions that are specific to adults, like where they really do try to freak you out and they don't have to hold back? Do you know of anything like that in the state?
Yeah, I have a couple great recommendations for haunted houses.
Oh, cool.
I'll start with this one in the Fox Cities region. It bills itself as the Midwest's largest haunted complex. That is Burial Chambers.
Oh, so, I'm looking right at that on your website here. That looks really cool.
Yeah, yeah. They are drawing those fear seekers to Nina all throughout October, and for good reason. They've got these 4 distinct haunted attractions right there in one place. You know, like the Adrenaline Haunted House, that's one of those fan favorites. It's one of those old school kind of in your face jump scare type of haunted houses.
Yeah.
But they really keep true to their name at Burial Chambers. They offer a fully immersive experience to simulate being buried alive.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a little frightening, a little unexpected, a little thrilling. You know, it involves 80,000 play pit balls that fall into this prop mine shaft. So it's you and your group of friends there in this just really frightful group experience. And then, you know, they keep the fun rolling on Friday and Saturday nights into early November. That last weekend, though, on November 1st and 2nd, you can experience the haunted house in pitch black, too.
Oh, my gosh.
They give you an LED candle to guide your way through, and that's it.
That's great. What about this? I'm looking at Mount Pleasant's abandoned haunted house. For some, haunted house sounds scary enough, but when you put abandoned in front of it, it's like this used to be a haunted house. Now it's just sheer terror.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is about something being abandoned that makes it freaky, but I got another good recommendation for you that in Sheboygan County again. This is at Road America. I'm sure you're familiar with it. You know, it's a world-renowned racetrack. But in October, they're bringing these fear seekers there for the Wisconsin Fear Fest. So that's throughout the weekends in October and select Thursdays, they have these three haunted houses, each of them with their own chilling theme. I know one off the top of my head is a slaughter shack. For some reason, abandoned things and you know, slaughterhouses, just inherently scary. Yeah. But seriously, you know, these places are going to get your heart racing faster than the cars that drive that track. But it's more than just scares at the Wisconsin Fear Fest. They have a midway of rides. They got live bands on Saturdays, escape rooms, axe throwing, and just so much more.
Do the people axe throw in the dark by LED candle, or is that a separate event?
I think that's the custom event someone is going to have to put together themselves.
All right, that's good. What about this on your website? There's a ghost walk. For whatever reason, Logan, the North Woods, even though I live in northern Wisconsin, I'm a 715er, the North Woods scare the living daylights out of me around this time of year, maybe because scary movies have been shot there. I don't know, but there's a ghost walk in Bayfield. Do you know anything about that?
That one is not ringing a bell for me. Okay. I know Lando Lakes, again, North Woods, but
right
on the other side, on the east side, I know they get they put together, I want to say, a zombie pub crawl for Halloween.
Oh, nice.
And really the folks dress up phenomenally. There's a local art organization there, Lando Lakes Arts, I think is what it's called, that help folks to do the makeup and they put on a good festival with that.
That's great. It looks like it's right at the point, well, where Bayfield is, but it's just something about Lake Superior too. That's just a great setting, I think, for Halloween. So, all right. So you got that. What about in the Fox Cities? You just mentioned Sheboygan. Is there anything in the Green Bay area, you know, haunted houses or anywhere people can kind of explore?
So Burial Chambers, that's not too far of a drive right there in Neenah. Nothing is coming off the top of my head right now in Green Bay, but Door County Trolley, another quick drive for folks there.
Yeah.
And if you want to get to the central part of the state, Stevens Point, it's not too terribly far, but there's a really cool experience at Felt's Dairy Store.
Okay.
So they each year they make a corn maze. This year they actually themed their corn maze after the 2025 NFL draft. You know, we're super excited about the draft in Green Bay next year. Excited enough to cut down a couple of corn stalks and make an entire maze themed after it. But they're transforming that maze into a haunted one for 5 nights this month.
Oh, man.
That's this upcoming weekend and then Halloween night. So you're going to wander that draft themed corn maze in the pitch black. And there's going to be something scary waiting around the corner to make you jump.
Axe throwing. I think what scares me most, Logan, like I don't really believe that a spirit is going to haunt any of these things, but I'm worried about that person who's going to get carried away. You know what I mean? Like take things too far and then you end up in fisticuffs or something because they make your kid cry or something. That could be very horrifying. All right. We're going to do a very quick thing here. When we come back, I'm going to ask Logan about his favorite scary movies and what of all of these places he would pick. We got a couple more minutes with our favorite guy from Travel Wisconsin, Logan Rogge, coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My mama told me, she said, son, beware. There's this pain called everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are back with our favorite... travel aficionado and one of our favorite people, Logan Rogge, is here with us tonight discussing all the fun stuff going on around this around the state this time of year for Halloween. Logan, do you believe in ghosts?
I would say I'm a 3 out of 10 on the ghost believing scale.
That's about the same for me, too. So do you do these things? What are you most likely to check out when of all the things we've discussed? And I think the Racine Family Zoo, Racine Zoo Family Night sounds fun. The Bayfield Ghost Tours, the thing in the Fox Cities, and Nina, you were talking about. What are you most likely to check out of all these?
You know, they're all great depending on what your interests are, but I really like the idea of Old World Wisconsin's their Halloween legends and lore. Mainly because this is a sort of like destination that you may have experienced in the summer and had one sort of, just a takeaway or experience with. But you can come back in October and it's a completely different experience. So I think that's just really cool and just kind of speaks to how unexpected Wisconsin is and how we're looking to surprise and delight people in different seasons with different activities. Plus, you know, the idea of participating in a Victorian seance sounds pretty attractive.
Really cool. I agree. And when we discussed it on the show, I would say that and the Door County Trolley ride sound just really, really fun, especially if you do it with a group, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys do such a great job there. What are your favorite things to promote throughout the year? You've got Halloween. What else do you look forward to in terms of how you can sell the state and try to get tourists to go here or there? What's another favorite time of year of yours to do this job?
I mean, another favorite thing for me to promote, it's happening right now. It's fall color. You know, I personally go out of my way to take time off during this season and get out and do a couple camping trips in the fall just to take in those leaves. I was out at Perro State Park a little more than a week ago, and just the drive through central Wisconsin was gorgeous there. This park, it's right there on the Mississippi River. You hike up these 500-foot river bluffs and just have an entire view of the valley. And I love talking about fall color. I like helping folks discover good places to go. And we have this awesome resource. It's the Fall Color Report that tracks the status of those changing leaves throughout the state.
Oh, nice. Where can people find that? That sounds great.
So that's a interactive map-based report that we have on travelwisconsin.com. You know, it's you can see what percentage colors are at a peak in all 72 counties throughout the state. We work with 80 volunteer reporters to make that happen, and you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport.
Very cool. All right, awesome. The big question for you, buddy, is scary movies. Where are you at on scary movies, and what can you recommend?
I am a big fan of scary movies. I'd say my interest runs the gamut from the campy to the thriller to everything in between to the really jump scare ones. But I'm preferential to slashers.
Ooh, so, like the gore.
Yeah. Or nice. You know, something that has a little comedy to it, but also that's going to make me jump. Like how the early Scream franchise was.
Yeah.
But I'll say, give me a good thriller, and I'm all for it. I watched Shutter Island for the first time this month. It's not, you know, I wouldn't call it a Halloween movie, but it's a good movie to watch in October.
Okay, you know, I still have not seen that all the way through, so I'm going to add that to my list. That's a good one. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin horror film, like The Omen, or some of the ones that have been shot around here? I know that the giant spider invasion, I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but that was shot in northern Wisconsin years and years ago.
This is news to me.
Oh,
I didn't do enough prep. I didn't know we had enough horror movies for me to choose a favorite Wisconsin one.
All right, let me do some research on that. I'll send you a list, and maybe you guys can steer people toward the settings or something, or the locations, because there's a few here that I thought were really well done. And the state is so beautiful when it comes to filming. It's more movies should be shot here, in my opinion.
Send me the list, Pete, and I'll do my research. I'll check back.
All right, we'll do that. Hey, buddy, thank you so much, as always, for your time. And I will take your recommendation as Scream. I have not heard that as much as I thought I would this season for scary and funny. Great movie.
Appreciate you having me on again, Pete. I always love chatting with you.
All right, have a great night. Thanks so much, Logan.
You as well.
All right, that's Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Always fun to talk to Logan. There's so much going on. And it's interesting, I thought he was going to say Christmas, but he went right to Fall Colors, which you tend to forget about too. Like, we've got this election, we've got, you know, Halloween. I have not even thought about, I mean, I've noticed the fall colors certainly, but I haven't been fall color gazing. How about you, Conrad?
I mean, I guess I don't really go out to look for it, but I'll see it, like, you know, just driving down. When you're on the highway around here, there's so many trees around you.
And
so
that's when I notice it. Yeah. And I don't really notice it until the colors really pop. To be honest, I've been so focused on gorgeous weather that, you know, in the way we were walking yesterday and I looked out at Green Bay, and it's so interesting that it was summer warm, but the fall colors were still there. And it made this gorgeous reflection on the bay. And it's just what we're experiencing right now with this warm weather is incredible. It's so great. All right. So we've got a lot of shows still coming up. We have a retired colonel from the U.S. Army. Tim Cody is going to be here to talk about some Veterans Affairs work he does. That's coming up at 7:20. Right now, it's Civic Media's award-winning news. Keeping you informed, this is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sat there at the table and acted real naive. Her knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her a song.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Next time, early voting starts in Wisconsin. Trump says all the geese are missing. Louisiana's Ten Commandments goes to court. Plus, overtime with Maggie Dawn. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.